As you're heading to Valentine's apartment, what happens?
Well, with that last 6 we got, we definitely succeeded getting there. We pull onto the street. Again, I park my bike down an alley behind some garbage bins just across. And we make our way inside.
Who takes the lead to see what's inside the building?
We're down to 5 dice, right?
Yeah, 5 candles.
Yeah.
Plus hope for 2 of you.
Alright, who wants to make their way inside first?
I'll do it.
Alright. Let's roll and see what happens.
Alright, so I believe that succeeds, right?
Yep. I get narrative control, though, unless you want to take it.
If I take it, what happens? Like, what's the difference between if you take it or I take it?
Well, if you seize control, you get to control what happens, but a candle goes out. If I'm in control, your fate is in my hands, and I can make life as complicated as I want it to be.
Can I converse with the players on whether or not we want to give up a candle for this, or...
You could be very close to the end of the story.
Aiden, Caitlin, what do you two think? Burn a candle or leave narrative fate? We succeed, but the narrator chooses what happens.
We're at Valentine's apartment, the next destination after this is Neil Cross. So I think we're in a position in the game where we could burn a candle.
Yeah.
Okay, burn a candle.
Yeah, let's burn a candle.
All right.
I didn't want to burn resources without getting you guys to go, that's a good idea, or, oh dear god, why?
So, another candle goes out, and before we see what's inside... We have 5 truths to establish, starting with the fact that the world is dark. 4, I can math.
Kaminar is taken from an old, like, episode of Star Trek, or possibly, like, a Star Wars movie, but Kaminar will never admit to that.
There is a possibility that shifters' animal bodies could be properly restored if a spell is cast that could link the two realms once again. Modric does not have the juice to do it, though.
Angel met Valentine a few years before all of this happened. She thought he was kind of a dick.
He can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing you're looking for is something Valentine didn't wear that night. So it's still in his apartment. But he didn't wear it because he forgot it. So it might be sitting out where you can find it. Cough, cough, his duster.
Bodreed sees the duster sitting on his ratty chair, and already I can tell that, like, there's a lot of magic coming off of this thing.
Whoa, that's Valentine's coat. That thing is legendary.
Really?
Among street magicians? Yeah, don't pay attention to, like, how it looks, but yeah, that thing has been with him for years, and there's a rumor that it was the thing he got, that one of the first things he got after he became proper street magician in the Queen City.
Yeah, he had that a long time ago.
As you're the only street magician here, Wiggly, you should probably wear it.
Okay.
Maybe some of his power will inspire you into having more than recorder magic.
Okay. Wow, it smells like cats and cigarettes.
What's wrong with cats?
Roll to see how well the coat likes you.
Oh!
You succeed!
The power!
And I get to narrate unless you want to knock out another candle.
No, let's have you narrate. Limited power.
With very limited responsibility.
It's a limited timeline, at least.
Yeah.
As you slide the duster on, it feels a little weird knowing what happened Valentine to be wearing his coat, but you can feel the power that's just soaked into this thing. But you don't really know how to access it.
Hmm.
At least not yet. Maybe it needs time. You don't know for sure, but you hear the screeches. I'm not sure how much time you have.
Guys, we better run.
Somehow, you just know this is what Jackie found.
Hey, guys, this is it. This is the thing that we need. Now we gotta book it because we can hear them. They're coming.
Oh, all right. Wiggly.
Well, what? Let's get out of here. Oh my. Okay, never mind. This code has weird side effects. let's go to the Neon Crossing.
So roll it again, because you don't know where the Neon Crossing is.
Oh, well, I guess we don't, but we do know that it's kind of, well, I guess we do.
What was one of my truths?
That it pops in and out.
But
animals are drawn towards it.
Animals are drawn towards it.
Right.
Guess what I am, partially.
Okay, well, knowing that, let's roll and see what happens.
Yeah, Kavanard, you're taking the lead to see if you can find this thing.
Yep. That doesn't seem right.
Uh-oh.
I mean, yeah, I kind of screwed you with that rank, didn't I?
Kinda. Well, yeah.
We could stretch it and say you think the coat's not working. You could roll to embrace your break and stretch it to be other things as you start to look for the Neon Crossing or something else happens.
What if you check to see if she's got a card, if there's a card in there, in one of the pockets?
Yeah, or like, I was gonna say, search the pockets.
Either you fail or are you going to try and embrace the brink?
What the heck, let's embrace the brink.
Describe what it looks like.
So, suddenly the coat is fritzing out. I'm like, gah, it's not where I can't make it happen. I just start wrestling with the coat, trying to take it off, and I rip one of the seams from the shoulder as I try to wrestle it off.
Reroll your dice pool. You succeed, and you can embrace your brink again in the future, so that's helpful.
Can I describe what happens?
Yeah, you get narrative control.
Nice. As the seams part, suddenly sort of glowing tendrils of ink come out of like where the seams are broken. They knit back together and light up my and the light absorbs into me. And I'm like, okay, I think we've got a bit of a power. But first, we should stop off for a bottle of rum. Never mind. I gotta rum.
Shifter whiskey's
better. I gotta watch it with his coat. Boy, you watch what you'll say.
Describe what happens as you try and find the Neon Crossing.
Suddenly, the ink from the jacket flows up on my body, up my face, and into my eyes. I can see suddenly with true sight. Trails, I can see animals outside. Running towards a spot, and I know that's where the Neon Crossing will be. I'll say, Angel, can you see that as well? Do you feel anything? Because I think the animals are going to lead us there.
I definitely feel a draw.
Let's go.
So hopping on the bike or toughing it on foot?
Does it feel close? Let's take the bike. It's always cooler to take the bike.
Okay.
All right.
Sure. I mean, it's only like around the block, but okay.
Okay, well, let's walk. Let's run. We'll probably get there faster than by the time we get across the street, start the bike, everybody gets on, and then we go.
Who's leading the way?
Yeah.
Run.
Remember, the Neon Crossing pops up where it's needed, so never too far.
Y'all don't know that.
No, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a random occurrence. So who's gonna lead?
So who is leading the charge?
I'll lead that charge because I got the jacket.
Yeah. All right. 46.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Those guys like you.
Oh.
But narrative control roll. I get narrative control.
Oh no.
Unless you want to take it.
No, let's do your narrative control and see what happens.
Yeah.
So, you start running. Kavanaugh, you are leading the way to where you see either maybe it's there, maybe it will be there. You don't know for sure, but you're just running because it's the only hope you have, and you hear the screech now closer than it's been before. And when you look back in the distance, you can see them. And they can see you, and they're coming. You're making your way there to where it will be, and it's not quite there yet. Will it get there before they get there? You don't know. What do you do?
Can we put on some speed? Padre, do you have anything that can help us zip along? Maybe even teleport? Anything like that?
You are able to get to where it will be, but it's not there yet.
Okay. So it's basically that video game level where the elevator is coming down.
Yeah.
And the enemies are attacking.
Yep.
Yeah.
I may have one thing, but it's not going to be fun for me.
What is it?
I hold up the USB to my street magician buddy.
Oh.
Right, twice as bright.
No. Half as long, twice as bright. No.
Well, if either some of us make it, we still fix things. If none of us make it, nobody fixes things. And, you know, I think I'm going to go out with something really big.
I will make sure you're restored. I will bring you back.
Farewell, my fried squid friend. Hopefully we meet again.
So?
Yeah, that's not my name. Okay.
Kavanaugh, 4d6. Can you cast this spell?
I'm not the one casting the spell, am I?
Yep, you are.
It has to be done by a street magician.
Oh, all right, I'm the street magician. Okay. Okay. Let's, everybody... cross your finger.
You succeed.
Yay!
How many candles have we got left?
Four.
I'm gonna burn a candle to retain narrative control here.
Alright, I was about to take it, so another candle goes out, and before you tell us what happens, it's time for some truths. We have three this time. Starting with, the world is dark.
Yeah, there is the thing that I want inside the Neon Crossing is Anne's tattoo.
Fun.
Bodrate didn't completely tell anybody the truth of the spell, that reformatting basically just turns him into a shell for 0 day to temporarily borrow.
Angel didn't always used to fight on the good guys' side. If she had come across them a couple years previous, she probably would not have refused.
When Harvey's wondering, like, maybe you should have. Just like a little voice in the back of your head. But that's up to you to say, because the world is dark.
We're still alive.
So... hey, what happens as you cast the spell? What does this look like? What happens?
I activate the spell. Suddenly, Bodray begins to, like, jitter and glitch. And starts to, like, shake out of existence and shimmer back in. And then suddenly pops back into existence. But you look into his eyes and realize it's no longer Bodray. That there's something else behind those eyes now.
This new tech pixie kind of looks around. Whoa! Did somebody actually break something? Oh, hey, Wiggly. You got... I don't know. Prettier, ugly, I don't know. What's going on?
We're in trouble.
Well, obviously.
Weird shit. shadow beings are coming to, like, devour us alive, and I sacrificed my best friend in the whole world for you, so we need the Neon Crossing to get here right away. We need to get inside. It's the only way to save the world.
Oh, okay. As this new tech pixie looks at the same place you are, the pixie will make a couple of gestures. I think I was able to wind time up a little bit faster over there. Those big ugly shadow beings over there, those are the ones that want to eat you guys, right?
Pretty much.
Those the ones.
Flying towards you in the sky.
Yeah, I don't see any others trying to do that, so yeah, those are definitely the ones that are trying to eat us.
Alright, get ready. And this tech pixie kind of starts to flit up, and Zero Day casts his giant ass mech spell.
Give me that roll. 3d6 plus your hope die to see if this works. One of these days I'll play a game without absolutely breaking the shit out of it, but today's not that day.
Oh no.
Can you embrace your break?
Yes, I can come up with something.
Okay. Describe it.
The entity now inhabiting Bodrate realizes that this spell is going to burn this body out quickly on a good day, and that spell drained a lot more than we thought. But we're going to try and use the last bit of magic in this form to buy Wiggly and the Shifter enough time to get through the door.
You roll your dice pool. Another candle goes out. And hope is lost. You okay, Dustin?
I get the feeling my time is done.
Do you want to go out blaze glory?
May I?
Yeah. I mean, I'll narrate, but I'll give you an epic ending.
Blaze of glory.
Alright, so, but before we see what happens, it's time for two more truths. Because the world is dark.
One more truth. Kaminar is interested. He wants to see if he can reproduce Anne's ink magic with her tattoo gear.
Fun. I like that.
Bodrate / Zero Day are sad the ride's over, but it was a good run.
The world is dark.
And one of us ain't gonna be alive much longer.
Yeah, so Zero Day inhabiting Bodrate, you realize that's not going to be enough. It's not going to give him enough time, but you can feel the crossing's gonna be here soon. Cause something in you knows it's always there when you need it. No one has ever needed it as much as they do now. And you can't make that go any faster, but you can buy them some time. So instead of the mech form, you just go after this creature that is threatening them, has destroyed everything. And the rest of you, you see as your friend flies off and encounters this creature, there's this brilliant flashes of light, almost like a fireworks show going off. And it'll keep them away. It'll buy you some time. You can feel something is starting to appear behind you. What do you do?
I'm guessing I have no inputs on this one.
No.
You can be the little voice inside of their head, but
I feel like right now all I can do is turn around and like shout at the Neon Crossing as it slowly appears in front of us and say, "Hurry up! Hurry up! I am wearing the duster. I am imploring you. Hurry."
Do you want to roll to see if your entreaty works?
Sure.
You are down to 2d6.
Oh. That adds up to 6.
Not quite.
I don't know what to do now.
You can try embracing your brink and attack the door because it's not working.
Yep, that's actually what that's gonna do.
I was gonna say, if Zero Day can burn his last ditch effort, but I'll let Aiden go.
That fireworks show is still going on.
Yep. Screaming with frustration.
Reroll your entire dice pool.
My entire dice pool?
Yes, all two of them.
All two. Woo. I run forward and grab at the door, screaming at it, trying to wrench it off its hinges because I'm so pissed off. And lo and behold, the door opens and the Neon Crossing is there.
What do y'all do?
Rush in,
like, Angel, would you like to come in?
Do you follow Angel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Get out of here.
So you both go in, and the door closes behind you, and what do you do? You can hear the fireworks show is starting to peter out a little bit.
We're looking for that book, right?
Yeah. Who's gonna roll to look for it?
I will. I haven't rolled in a while.
Yeah, and you still have your hope die.
Yes, I do!
So you have two and then the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never found my instrument.
No ones, but did not succeed.
Does your brink apply here?
It's related to a book.
Wait, what is your brink?
I'll send it to you. You tell me.
Does it have to do with the book? I think it does.
It's got something to do with a book.
I think someone misunderstood the assignment of this is what you do. This is what you do when you're pushed to the edge.
This is what Dustin sent me.
I mean, my little fairy is no. I'm sorry. I don't think so. Well, you could make an argument that reading those books in secret, you know, places where good places to hide books.
That is true. That is true.
Go for it.
I will use that and I will stretch that. So it's two dice, right?
Yes. Okay. You get to reroll the entire dice pool. And the hope die?
Oh, and my hope die?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh. Why don't I try and look for the book?
Yeah.
First things first is another candle goes out.
Yeah, we're down to one.
And Aiden, you get to establish the last truth aside from the fact that the world is dark.
Valentine's Duster actually will direct me towards the correct book because it's related to Anne.
Okay. So Angel isn't able to find it. And you're searching by the window. And then something breaks through that window and they have you.
Oh no.
They have through Angel. The window?
Yeah.
No!
Oh no!
They have Angel. You're not dead yet. You're able to fight back. And she's giving it everything she's got. Almost fully shifted. She's giving them hell.
A blur of, like, teal and blue and green hair.
Kavanar.
You
have 1d6. What do you do?
What do I do?
Focus on the book! Forget about me!
I take out the recorder, I start playing a tune to, like, focus my concentration, my magical energy, and I can hear something coming from the jacket. I can hear a voice, something telling me where to go.
The book is over there!
Thanks, jacket!
You're welcome!
Give me the roll.
Roll it.
Oh.
Close.
Break?
Yeah, brink.
The brink.
You're searching around and you just can't find it. It's the directions are unclear. You're running out of time.
Once again, I lose my cool, and I rip the collar of the jacket.
Really nice.
No!
So that's not good, right?
No!
So, as you rip it, you're a little confused for a second because you feel something falling out of the pocket of the jacket that wasn't there before. You look down and you see a book.
Oh!
And as you go for it, you open the book and you start frantically flipping through it, trying to find the moment when everything changed. You feel something starting to tear into you. And the last thing you see before you black out is you... There's a name and you are able to just reach and smudge it out. And things start to go black after that, but you're not sure if it's from what's happening to you or from the fact that reality's starting to unravel from this point in time all the way back to that one night. And we find ourselves in a room and you see the Janus coin, or it's supposed to be, or what we think is the Janus coin. And as the camera pans around, you see a man in red duster pocketing the coin on his way out of the room. Because the world may be dark, but there's always a way.
You have been listening to Twist of Fate, a Graveyard Tapes side quest. You can find the game 10 Candles at CavalryGames.com. This game was run and produced by Brianna Jean, with Aiden Morgan as Cabinar, Dustin Gray as Baudry, and Caitlin Sennett as Angel.